How the U.S. Should Respond to Computer Crime. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new report from security company Sophos claims American websites host more malicious software than any other country. Sophos says that's because so many computers in the U.S. are under the control of malicious hackers, many of whom come from outside the country. Sophos also says organized criminal gangs tripled their attacks against websites in 2008 and served up more viruses and worms through malicious email attachments. James Lewis focuses on cybersecurity issues at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. I asked him whether the U.S. should launch attacks against those attacking us.
It's got to be part of what you do, but it's not the whole solution. In fact, I'd say it's not even the major part of the solution. You have to let other people know that if you catch them doing something bad, you could choose to do something bad back to them. But just going off and attacking folks isn't a good solution for two reasons. First, a lot of times we don't know who the attackers are. A really good attacker will not only hide their tracks, they'll make it so their tracks actually lead to someone else. So we might think it's the Chinese, and it turns out to be the Russians. The second problem is we are all connected. It really is one global network, and we don't always know what the collateral damage would be.
We tend to think of some of these cybersecurity issues still in terms of states. You know, China launches an attack against the U.S., but it seems like most of the time the mischief is perpetrated by sort of independent actors, criminal gangs. I'm wondering how well countries control the criminal gangs acting out of their own countries sort of becomes a major issue between states, a sort of a bone of contention.
It becomes a problem now. We should be demanding it now. And in fact, that's a weakness with how the U.S. approaches cybersecurity. You know, we negotiate with countries on a lot of things, on trade and on finance, and we'll say to them, you know, you need to do a better job at protecting intellectual property. You need to do a better job at opening your markets. But we never say to them, and you need to do a better job at clamping down on cyber criminals. That has to be part of our economic diplomacy and our trade diplomacy going forward from today.
It seems like cybersecurity is not a problem you're going to fix until somehow you can get individuals to behave more responsibly on the internet, you know, to not open funky attachments that come in email, to not download stuff from suspect sites. Isn't a part of this user education and trying to get individuals to act more responsibly?
It's a part of it, but I don't think it's a central part. You know, we talked about it. It's probably not a bad idea to have training for people just so they know, you know, here's the sort of things that could happen to you. You know, here's the way that your computer could be taken over by a botnet. You know, but at the end of the day, a lot of time consumers will choose convenience over security. And so we have to think, you know, in a solution space where we have to accept that, you know, how do we design responses that, you know, while we train people and while we help them understand the risk, we aren't depending on them to be the folks carrying the burden of securing our networks. I think there are things we can do that don't depend on rallying the consumers. It's a good thing to try, but we shouldn't depend on it.
James Lewis with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.